As 2010 draws to a close, we want to take a moment to listen back to some of the stories and people who made news in Massachusetts and beyond in this last year of the decade.
It is total devastation. The earthquake hit between 5 and 5:30, and then next thing you know, it's nighttime.
We have about 60,000 Haitian people living in Boston, so every one of us has someone in Haiti.
I just want to say thank you, God, for watching over the many ones that I'm alive and made it. Please, please, every day you wake up, give God the glory because your tomorrow's not promised to you.
I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party, and as I said before, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat.
I am heartbroken at the result, and I know that you are also, but I know that we will get up together tomorrow and continue this fight, even with this result tonight, because there will be plenty of Wednesday morning quarterbacking about what happened and what went right, what went wrong.
This time allowed me to speak with many of you. We all understand how deeply the national economic crisis touched every family.
Some years you'll look out along the landscape and there'll be cranes everywhere. You'd be hard-pressed to find a crane in the city right now.
We've been making cuts, consolidating, privatizing, trying to find ways to develop more efficiencies. And when you get to the point where you've made cuts and made cuts, eventually they get to the bone, and that's where we're at.
Eventually things will get better. This one just seems a little worse than others.
Unfortunately, the bullying that Phoebe suffered occurred in a relatively short span of time.
Before all the like Facebook and MySpace, it was like if you got into a confrontation at school, it ended there. But now with all the networking stuff, it never ends.
In Amy's bedroom, located next to a shell, a shotgun shell, it showed a newspaper article on the floor. The articles headlined in that newspaper so parallel the events that occurred that it goes directly to Amy's state of mind at the time of the shooting.
Today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
There is absolutely no doubt Massachusetts was the overwhelming conceptual structure for this new federal program.
Because the river is still over the road and it's pretty deep. I don't know what this guy thinks he's doing in that little car. But he won't make it.
We are on our way. And if we get clean energy right, the whole world will be our customer.
To see Nantucket Sound targeted for industrialization makes us a little sad today.
I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care. But that is not the case in BP. We care about the small people.
My son called me all the way from California, and he said, Ma, he says, I know they're telling everybody to boil it. Don't boil it. He says, go buy some water. And I have a 94-year-old mother. If she got something from drinking the water, I mean, you know, I don't want to take a chance.
They wanted us to believe that this murder occurred during a 20-second delusional psychotic outburst, but that it was bracketed by things that they attribute to Asperger's. To paraphrase some of his writings, he said, I did these horrible things. What I've done is extremely selfish and cowardly. I murdered my family.
Tell me why, Lord. Tell me why, Lord. You had to take day one. Tell me, Lord, tell me.
And I crouched down to him and I told him, Nicholas, Nicholas, your daddy's coming. They sent to go get your dad. He wasn't struggling, but he was breathing hard. And he just looked at me and he put his head to the left, clenched his fist, and he just closed his eyes.
I heard an FBI agent scream, "FBI, put your hands up." I got nervous and I looked out the window and there was like 15 to 20 FBI agents with guns drawn pointing at the house.
And the FBI has actual pictures of her stuffing the $23,000 in her bra. Isn't that great? Talk about putting together a campaign war chest. That's the way to do it.
If I can make a whole bunch of loans and sell the entire right to collect those loans to somebody else, at that point, I don't care in my own financial interest whether or not they pay off. We have to prohibit them.
No more bailouts, because no bank is too big to fail. We're going to give consumers and investors the strongest protections they've ever had.
There's a range of differential benefits from Social Security to Medicare to other health benefits that you are entitled to if you are married on filing your income tax, that the federal government has just not recognized because it has the restrictive definition of marriage. This decision should change that.
The whole idea of slot parlors is not where I want to be.
This House is well prepared to vote to override that veto.
Guzman, who's from the Dominican Republic, says Markoff should have faced up to justice, but he was a coward, she says, for committing suicide.
What they did was wrong. It was wrong, it was selfish. They could have robbed the guy and just left them. I mean, you killed them. It really sickens me. And you actually brought the box of pizza home and you're offering me a slice of pizza and I'm eating the pizza and God knows, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on and you're really letting me eat this pizza and you know you just robbed somebody and killed them.
That execution of those four people was a game changer. How we understood violence 15 years ago no longer works, and the criminologists are 15 years behind where the industry of violence is in the black community.
I want to thank the thousands of volunteers who held a sign, who made phone calls and sent emails and tweets, who helped today in the greatest get out the vote effort in the history of Massachusetts politics.
I'm a convicted felon.
But you know the story. They knew in a city where the divide between the rich and the working class and the poor is getting wider and wider and wider, I'm a dangerous threat.
I think it's necessary that we have to take action and that we have to take the most immediate action that we can. We've got to try to restore confidence in how we do business in this building, how probation does business.
I've been talking to my staff. I've been talking to the superintendent of schools about her proposal, which I think is a very aggressive proposal, and we're going to continue to work. It's just because you might be in a hospital bed doesn't mean you're not doing any work.
They didn't talk why. They just kept saying the money they put in each year, and they didn't see any advancements. Why are you closing the school?
Kids don't still have books. Where's the books?
Tell me about it.
I am a father, a son, a grandson, a cousin, a brother. I am a friend, a mentor, a leader, a soldier. I volunteer to put my life on the line for flag, freedom, and country. For my fellow soldiers, for you, my little girl, for you, my weeping mother and father.
That's my son in a nutshell. We want to make a difference.
Those were the sounds of some of the stories that made news in 2010. Our retrospective was produced by WBUR's Margaret Evans.